should have. It's running in a VM.
It's running in what?
Virtual. I'm running two Windows and one Linux.
Virtual?
Two Windows and one Linux on a Macintosh right now with my Mac. Don't you guys do that?
Well, sir, you need to be in front of the Windows computer.
All I have is this Macintosh that's running Windows.
I'm sorry, sir?
Well, it's running in a VM. It doesn't like to run anything remote in a VM. You gotta be silly. Run a remote in a VM.
Sir, how many computers do you have?
Oh, 10 or 12.
10 on 12.
Which one?
So, sir?
Are they all invented?
Okay. I beg your pardon?
I said, are they all infected?
Yes, sir. They're all infected.
Oh, my. Well, we're going to have to do them one at a time.
Well, sir, you can do one thing. Like, do you know, sir, any one computer which is operated by Windows operating system?
I've got a Windows 98 machine. Don't do Windows too much anymore. I'm mostly Linux. Linux and Opex and Ubuntu and Xorin and some real robust operating systems, you know.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Microsoft,
but sir,
I know you're from Microsoft, but
sir, I believe, yes, sir, and sir, I believe that you do have, if you know, Windows operating system, which is Microsoft operating system.
Yeah, you know, I'm running that pirate one on my Mac. I know. Doesn't matter. It's okay. I'm running it on the Macintosh. Yeah, you know. You got my serial number, probably too, huh? What you gonna do?
So, sir, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not having those, you know, options over there?
There's plenty of options, yeah.
Now, when you're trying to run this, you know, TeamViewer file,
mm-hmm.
What kind of options you're getting over there?
It says something about running a sandbox.
It says run, right?
It says run a sandbox. Pops up in the vast. Says this is a suspicious file. Do you want to run it in a sandbox?
Okay, so you can, you know, you can do one thing. You can simply ignore it, all right?
Oh, no. Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, what should I do then? Ignore it. Put it in the quarantine. It's got quarantine there, too. I already tried quarantine, though. I already did that once.
I'm sorry, sir?
I already hit quarantine once.
I'm not getting you, sir.
Well, it popped up and it said, do you want to sandbox this? Or do you want to quarantine this? There, you can hear that. It said this is a remote program. Something about a remote program.
Yes, sir. I mean, sir, what kind of options are you getting over there?
It says spank me. And next to it, it says, pet me.
Okay, try to run once again that TeamViewer file. Once again, sir.
Oh, I'll have to go back in the computer room. I'm out in the kitchen for a minute here. I had to check the phone. I don't know how the battery's going to hold together here.
Okay.
Well, I'm on a cordless phone here right now.
Uh-huh.
It's costing me a lot of hours.
Okay. Well, sir, I'm not going to take, you know, more than 5 minutes. As soon as you get connected with our call center, your job will be done, sir.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Let me do it one more time here.
Okay. Just click on join remote control session.
I already deleted the file. It's gone now. I have to download it again.
Okay, no problem. Just do it once again.
Okay, how do I do that again?
Okay, so you need to open up the TeamViewer.com, like pull up the run box.
Run box.
By pressing the 4 flat Windows key and the letter R key at the same time.
Okay. Wow, it says TeamViewer.com right there, right now.
Okay, yes, correct. Now click OK.
Okay. Okay, I got the girl back.
Okay. So now, sir, just look at the middle of that website. You will find the same option named Join Remote Control Session. Could you see that?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do a single left click on it.
Okay. Says something about save or cancel.
Okay, so you need to click on save file.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's starting to save now. It's going to be another couple minutes because it's pretty slow connection here. I'm way out in the country, you know.
Uh-huh. You're the best, sir.
You'll get there. Okay, it says 20%.
Okay.
I hope it doesn't fail again. I had the first download fail and I had to retry it.
No, sir. I mean, it might take some time, but let it be get downloaded first.
Okay. I'm gonna get something to drink. I'll be right back, okay?
No problem, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
How big is this file?
Well, Well, I mean, I believe that you have clicked on the, you know, join remote control session 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Got the second thing down or whatever. Right.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the link on the left-hand side. Deep freeze here. You're supposed to get really cold.
Yes, sir. It's cold in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So where are you guys at? I suppose
we're in Florida, sir.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay. Well, it looks better down there right now. 50%.
Yes, correct. 50%. All righty.
I heard it was going to snow in Texas, actually.
I'm sorry?
I heard it was going to snow in Texas, like, in a couple days.
Yes.
You had a friend down there in Texas. He's got a big hat. Everything's big down there, you know. I like Florida, it's more laid back. I used to be in Orlando, actually. Where are you stationed at? Yeah, I used to be right in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Used to go to Miami Beach all the time.
I mean, where?
Orange?
Where in Orlando?
Orange Street? You know where that is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of rough neighborhood, but I was stationed in the Navy down there, so I lived off base, had a good time. Okay, 80%, she's getting there.
Alrighty.
Okay, 90%.
90%. Countdown, Vicky.
Yeah. Must be on the torrent, slowing it down, huh? I don't know if I'm even downloading any porno right now, so I don't think that counts. That's probably how I got in trouble, huh?
I'm sorry, sir?
I said, that's probably how I got infected, huh?
That may be possible, sir.
Wow. Maybe I shouldn't do that anymore. Use Linux box for that, right? A little Nopic 7.2. Little Nopic 7.2, good for the brain. You ever run Nopics? One of the better operating systems. Yeah. Okay, it's complete.
Okay, so now, sir, you go ahead and do a single left click on that downloaded file.
Well, it disappeared. I don't know where it went. It just downloaded and went away.
Okay, so now, sir. Okay, no problem. So, do you look at your computer's keyboard? Do you see there is a CTRL key, a control key over there?
There's a couple of them. There's one on the right and one on the left.
Okay, I'm talking about the left one, sir.
Okay, it's just the left one, huh?
Hold that. Okay, so now, sir, you need to press and hold that CTRL key with one finger,
mm-hmm.
and with another finger, you need to press the letter J key. J as in Joker.
Joker. Wow, a whole bunch of stuff popped up here. And it's got,
teamviewer.exe. Okay, so over there, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and do a double left click on it.
Okay, left click on it, yep. Okay, box is popping up. It's wanting to run. It says something about a firewall now.
I'm sorry?
It says something about a firewall now.
Now, what are the options you're getting over there, sir?
It says spank, trip, or beat.
I'm sorry, I'm not getting you, sir.
There's three options. It says spank, beat, and trip.
Okay, go ahead and click on trip.
Click on trip, okay. Okay, the program fell over. When I clicked trip.
Fell over?
Yeah, it just like fell over and went away. Try it again?
Yes. I mean, do you see the downloaded box over there? Like tvo.exe?
Yeah, it's on the very top.
Okay, go ahead and do a double left click on it once again.
Okay. There we go, spank, beat, or trip again. Maybe we should beat
now
it this time.
Now click on spank.
Huh?
Sorry?
Click on which one?
I'm sorry?
Beat or trip?
No, sir, you need to click on the first one.
The very first one, okay. I click on spank. Now a little picture pops up of a guy spanking a woman. What does that have to do with this? I think I'm really infected.
Sorry?
I think I'm really infected here or something. Oh, someone's spanking somebody now. Oh, it's the person has the name of the program on their forehead. What the heck does that mean? Yeah, I'm wearing Windows 9 here. You're running the new 9 beta, you know.
Okay. So you're running Windows 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so just close that, you know, pop-up.
Okay. Close. There's no X. Oh, okay. I'll try that. That'll work. Okay, it's gone. Now I got the downloads up here, and it says it's got the other files I downloaded, and then it's got the TeamViewer one at the top.
Okay, so sir, over there on that downloaded box, do you see there is an option named a red bold A over there, which is saying you AA_V3.exe?
AA. There's a PNG and a JPG.
I don't see that.
Just a JPG and a PNG. I think I've asked that one.
So, sir? I'm sorry?
I think Avast did something to that. Because I remember seeing Avast came up for something, you know? It's some kind of antivirus or something?
No, sir. I mean, antivirus not been able to help you because, you know, antivirus will protect your computer from the normal viruses only.
Wow. Well, I got 12 more to go, so we got a lot of work ahead of us. We better get cracking here, I think, or something.
Okay, try to do a double left click on TeamViewer once again.
Okay, I don't know, all I got up now is the girl again. I think I closed that window out.
Sir? Yes, sir. Close that window out and, you know. And, sir, you need to pull up the download once again by pressing the Control and J from your keyboard.
Control and J. Oh, it's down underneath on my taskbar here. I clicked in. It says Library. Is that it? There's another
yes,
another
sir.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm just flabbergasted. Okay. I see Team Viewer at the very top.
Okay. Yes, sir. It says TeamViewer.exe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, sir, now what you need to do, you need to go ahead and do a double left click on it.
A double left click.
TeamViewer.exe.
Okay.
Yes.
It says, run or cancel.
Run or cancel, right?
Run or cancel.
Click on run.
Okay, we gotta
you
run.
You need to click on run, sir.
Okay. Now I'm thinking I'm gonna want the number in it.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I was jumping ahead.
I'm sorry, sir?
Something's happening, but I don't know what's happening. Oh, now it just says the spank and trip are gone. All it says is bump. It's a goofy firewall.
Say, sir?
Spank, trip, or bump. Change one of them.
Say spank, trip, or bump?
Yeah. I got the gibberish firewall, you know.
Okay. And any kind of options over there, sir?
For the gibberish firewall, it lets nothing through. Are you kidding? We don't configure it. It has no options.
Okay.
Never run the gibberish firewall? That's one of the better ones.
Yes, I do understand. Well, sir, you can do one thing. I mean, is there a way that you can stop this firewall so that we you can get connected with our site?
Stop the firewall. I have to reboot the whole thing probably, but I might be able to stop it or something if I go into safe mode maybe, or I don't know. But then the infections would not be there.
When you click, I believe, okay, close down this thing, close down this thing.
The library thing?
No, no, open up the library, and on that library, sir, you will find there is, again, it's written like teamviewer.exe.
Yeah, this is the very top.
Okay, do it, yes, sir, do a double left click it on once again.
Let's click it again.
And it's saying you something like run or cancel.
Having PC problems. Bring the items to detect
you
in here.
Oh, it says something about a suspicious item. Says something about serving and remotes and stuff like that.
Now, sir, do you see any kind of options over there named allow?
Allow. It says thwart, decimate, and I can't read the last one. It's kind of off the edge of the screen.
Can't read.
Well, I only got a 14-inch monitor here. You know, I'm on Windows 98, so.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what we should do. Do you have any other ways? Can you send help over to my house?
I'm sorry?
Can you send someone over to the house to help me?
Well, sir, we can. That would be impossible for us. So how can a person go to Florida from your home to fix the computer?
Well, I figure you have affiliates everywhere. You're Microsoft. You pretty much are everywhere, aren't you? Gosh. Oh, well. I guess you concentrate yourself in Washington. Stay in Washington pretty much most of the time, or?
Sir, we can try one more time.
Okay.
Connection. All right. So, sir, just go ahead and pull up the run box once again.
Okay. Win key and the flag key and R, right? Yep.
Yes, sir. Okay. So now delete Team Viewer from there.
Yeah, it says Team Viewer in there, right? Okay.
You need to delete it.
Okay.
You need to delete it. So now you need to put it there. It should be www.
Dot. Gotcha.
Show my PC. ShowMyPC.com without any kind of spaces.
My PC dot com dot open. Oh, dot com. Home business apps and home premium private.
Yes, sir.
Got a bunch of stuff here.
I believe you're getting the home. Yes, sir. So now just look at the top, at the extreme left-hand side. Do you see there is a, you know, a square orange color box over there, which is saying you show my PC, Bureau Mode PC?
Yep.
Go ahead and do a left click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the options you're getting over there, sir?
Save file and cancel.
Okay, click on save file.
Save file, okay. Okay, it's starting to save.
Hello, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was Grandpa. It gets a little loud at times.
Okay, so
it's downloading. So there's something about saving now. Okay. Yeah, 10%. It's going a little faster than the other one. Is it smaller? Maybe this will work better.
But you can see, sir, the file has got downloaded. You need to let me know, all right?
It says 50% now. Hmm?
Okay.
Just getting there.
All righty.
Like you say, I don't have the fastest connection, so... Oops. Okay, this is 65%.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the background? You guys having a party or something?
I'm sorry?
What's going on in the background? You guys having a party or what?
Yes, sir. Each and every one is busy with a customer.
Oh, okay.
Talking.
Good grief. How many people are there?
Well, here if you're walking, you know, near about, you know, there is a big floor, and we are talking something around, you know, 400 to 500 people.
Wow, that's a lot of people in one room. Must be hard to hear, huh?
Yes, sir.
I'll try to speak up a little bit for you. Oh, man. Okay. 80%.
80%, right?
Yep. Almost there. Actually, we're there. I made it over an hour. I just needed a new record, so... You know, it's okay after this. It's all good. Right? It's a new record. You're going to be on YouTube. You're going to be famous, you know. You didn't understand, did you? Wait till you see this on...
I'm not getting here.
Yeah, this whole thing is going to be on YouTube. You're on the Sub-Zero Show. This is FM 99663. You didn't realize that when you called here? You've been on the air for almost an hour here now with the fans. I got a lot of calls coming in, actually, about this. So I should get to some of my public and stuff, I think. 996.3. Yep. Just keep an eye out for it. Good station.
996.3?
Yep.
Okay.
So, okay, it's downloaded.
It's downloaded. Now go ahead and do a single left click on it.
Single left kick? I gotta do a level left click. Let's click before anything's gonna happen, my friend. I'm double left clicking on it, and I'm getting all kinds of alerts, and women's breasts, and all kinds of stuff popping up here. What kind of infection is this? And, snowman? Yeah. A snowman getting spanked. He's got a picture of a snowman getting spanked. What do you think of that?
Oh my goodness, sir.
I think I'm really infected.
I think that you're really badly infected.
Yeah. It's too bad. Think I should reformat?
Well, you can do that, but, you know, first of all, let me ask you that. Would you like to protect, you know, the 12th computer of yours?
All 12 of them? No, I couldn't afford that.
I'm sorry?
No, I couldn't afford to protect all 12 of them. How much?
Okay. I'm sorry, sir?
How much would it protect all 12?
Well, it will cost you, you know, to protect all the computers for life long. That would be near about, sir, you know, 12 computers, that would be, you know, I guess, $1,000.
Wow. Yeah, I make that much in a month. So, oh well. You know how it goes. Yeah, can I have somebody give me a snowblower for Christmas? I couldn't afford one. Thank God I got it with all the snow we're having, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little electric snowblower, but it's a pretty good one. It's kind of nice.
Okay, so, sir, don't you want to protect your computers right now?
No, maybe the Linux one. Wait, that one's safe to begin with. I forgot. You ever run Nopix? My friend, that's a real operating system. Yeah. Or Macintosh. OS X. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Then, of course, there's smart gen stuff like the Nexus.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Nexus, they're going to start getting infected pretty soon, I think, so you might want to concentrate on that, too.
Well, sir, I'm just asking you, like, you know, would you like to go ahead and, you know, protect all the computers?
I don't know why. I kind of like them infected. They're kind of neat. They do the really neat stuff. Like when I least expect it, breasts pop up and things. So, I mean, it really ain't so bad.
Well, sir.
But, I don't know.
And, sir, what I can suggest to you, what at most we can do, like, if you want, you can register yourself to us. You know?
Register to you?
And,
I'm already registered to Microsoft.
Yes, sir, you are. But, you know, first of all, if you want to receive the services on the, you know, as your computers are getting hacked, and as you have seen all those infected links,
Your
own eyes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I could suggest you, if you want, you can fix all those junk and malicious infections.
Okay.
You can stop. Right? So that I can guide you? How to do it?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like them infected. Shows like I'm running out of tape, man. Good grief.
Okay. Okay, sir. We can do one thing. Like, we do have the address on which you're residing right now. So, would you mind if I, you know, send someone for your help?
Oh, sure.
All right. That's what we can do at most, sir.
Okay.
And he will go ahead and resolve all of your computer-related problems, and, you know, he will go ahead and, you know, protect all of your computers, but that will cost you $1,000, sir.
What the heck? Why not? As long as you're going to come to the house and take care of it.
I'm sorry?
You're going to come to the house and take care of it, huh?
Yes. And if they will go ahead and, you know, fix your computer-related problems that you have right now, but they will charge you.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah. Always remembered, I'm on SSI right now, so I only get like $600 a month to live on, so I guess that's out of the question right now, then. But, yeah. But thanks.
Okay. Alrighty. No problem, sir. Thank you.
And have a fun one.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.